I never knew that the Welsh invented orthopaedic surgery. Hello and welcome to this week's Urgent Bite, brought to you by the Royal New Zealand College of Urgent Care. My name is Guy Melrose and today we take a quick look at the Jones fracture. I am currently in Northumberland, the most beautiful county in the whole of England, and I'm here visiting family celebrating my mother's birthday. I've always been wary of Jones fractures, and this is due to my mother having experienced one that failed to unite, resulting in a bone graft and surgical screw. Seeing her go through a long and protracted healing process has seemingly led me to be ultra cautious of these injuries. On this family holiday, we recently went in search of a swimming hole we used to frequent as kids, set in the rocks just north of the beach at Bamborough on the Northumberland coast. As we clambered over the rocks, my mother remarked on needing to ensure her foot is level when stepping on the rocks, as any inversion puts pressure on the fifth metatarsal, resulting in pain. So even 14 years later, this fracture is still causing her concerns. So it got me thinking about the Jones fracture. The fracture itself is named after Sir Robert Jones, a Welsh orthopaedic surgeon in the late 1800s and early 1900s. He was one of the pioneers of orthopaedic surgery, having developed an interest in fractures from his uncle, Hugh Owen Thomas, another Welshman. Thomas is often considered the father of modern orthopaedics, and it is the Thomas in the eponymous Thomas splint we use to stabilise femoral fractures, and the Thomas test used in examining the hip. So Jones continued the family tradition. Prior to Thomas and Jones, most orthopaedic surgery was about correcting the deformities in children, like scoliosis. Indeed, orthopaedic literally means straight children, orthopedes. But Thomas and Jones were interested in setting and reducing fractures, and in 1894, Jones founded the British Orthopaedic Society. He was an early adopter of x-rays too, using them in 1896 to locate a bullet in a wrist of a child, and it was the first ever published radiograph in The Lancet that year. He advocated strongly for their use, and also for the role of specialist radiologists to interpret the films. Jones served in World War I, using the Thomas splint to significantly improve outcomes from femoral fractures, and he helped develop military orthopaedic hospitals. He was hugely influential in the development of orthopaedics and received many honours, including his knighthood. A specialist orthopaedic hospital in Oswestry in England bears his name, alongside Agnes Hunt, a nurse he worked alongside and who is considered the first ever orthopaedic nurse. He named the Jones fracture that bears his name, having fractured his own fifth metatarsal whilst dancing. He noted that the fracture resulted not from direct force, but from a cross strain, and indeed soft tissue attachments do play a significant role in this fracture. So the Jones fracture is a proximal fifth metatarsal fracture that in modern classifications is termed a zone 2 fracture. I attach a link in the show notes to an open access paper from 2016 from the Archives of Trauma Research, and also a link to an Ortho Bullets piece on fifth metatarsal fractures. They both explain the proximal fifth metatarsal fractures very well, and are worth reading, but my personal take home from this is zone 1 fractures heal well with early mobilisation, and zone 2 and 3 should be immobilised and referred for orthopaedic follow-up as they have a high non-union and complication rate. The zone 2 begins in the metaphyseal-diaphyseal junction, and the fractures extend into the 4th and 5th intermetatarsal facet. Again, my personal practice would be to refer any proximal fifth metatarsal fracture if I'm suspicious that they are getting close to that zone 2, particularly in young sports people. But my caution definitely stems from seeing my mother's experience with this injury. So have a read of the links mentioned above, and I've also put a link to the Welsh Orthopaedic Society, which has an interesting piece on how orthopaedics developed from North Wales in the late 1800s. If you have any comments, suggestions or corrections on this podcast, please email podcast@rnzcuc.org.nz. but we'll be back next week with another podcast. And I look forward to seeing you all then. But for now, thanks for listening.